Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 13 matchup between the Buffalo Bills and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Donnie Football with you on 93.7 The Fan until 2. Sean Myers is with me behind the glass as we quickly approach the 50-minute mark on The Fan, which is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. What is a football Friday, and it is time, as you hear the music, for a Bechtold breakdown led by our very own Sean Myers. Sean?
Thank you, Don. Well, first off, I'm to understand that Mr. Bechtold will be in the house at some point later today?
Yes, 3 until 6 he will take a football Friday.
He's probably very jealous that I've usurped his segment here. But I got a number of things that I'd like to get to on today's Bechtold breakdown. I'm sure you've followed this story with Brian Kelly being ousted at LSU.
Mm-hmm.
And it was determined earlier this week he was terminated without cause, meaning he will get the full $53 million buyout. Which, first off, I just hate that this is where college athletics is. Because the first thing I think of is, what could LSU be doing with $53 million other than paying a coach not to coach there anymore? What would you do for $53 million? Is there any limit? And this guy is literally just sitting at home doing nothing. Now, Franklin.
He's got like the the big stars in WCW contract coming his way.
So James Franklin had a near $50 million buyout, but we find out after the fact he's only getting, I believe, $9 million from Penn State because he was required to look for other work.
Yes.
And then it was like a difference. So that $9 million, that's a little bit more palatable. $53 million for a school is insane. And then you think about how much they're going to have to pay their next coach. I just really wish that there's a different way that we could go about this. There's so much money being spent and paid out to college athletes and how much money they're bringing in, but there's got to be a better way than coaches getting paid $53 million not to work.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's got to be some point where this just all explodes, right? I mean, like the amount of money that's being tossed around at the college level is, it's the wild, wild west. Like the NFL, there's at least a system there. The salary cap that has been put into place, a lot of things that require checks and balances for things to not go completely overboard with like a given player. Now, yeah, I mean, quarterbacks get massive deals, but they play the most important position in the game. Coaches make good money. Mike Tomlin up atop of that list, but we also never really find out what a coach makes unless it gets leaked out there or they say it themselves.
I was thinking about Urban Meyer because that blew up quickly with Jacksonville, right? But yeah, there's no way he was getting close to $50 million after they terminated his contract.
No way. There's just no way. College coaches, I feel, make way more on average. And I do think it's a pretty bad spot to put the entire program in when you give any coach that amount of money, because there are just so few guarantees of great coaching in college football outside of like what Nick Saban did for Alabama, that like I can't imagine saying, yeah, you know what, this guy is going to have a contract that, you know, there's simply no way this will blow up in our faces. And then that also, in a way, builds security for those guys, because I think Pitt is a good example to use here. You know, not a school that has all of the money and resources in the world. They're not like a blue blood in either of the major sports. And there's a big belief that, hey, now Pat Narduzzi having himself a good season, I don't mean to put him in this conversation, but let's say football and basketball both had really bad years. They're not in a financial spot to fire both of those guys.
They lose roster. I mean, $53 million, I believe a really good college football roster to retain players or to bring in players is somewhere around $20 million, right? Does that sound about accurate?
Yeah, yeah.
So think of it that way. You could basically build for three straight years teams that could contend for national championships for what you're paying a coach to not be with your program. And I wonder, yeah, are they, LSU, I'm assuming, has a lot of money regardless, but are they going to be able to spend to their full ability on their roster in upcoming seasons because of this?
Yeah, I mean, they're one of the schools that are probably able to be just fine, which is why I think like you bring some of the middle tier, I would say, college programs into this thing. Like the conversations now are already brewing. Hey, if Pitt fires Jeff Capel with the way that basketball looks early on, you know, what will that set them back? You know, what kind of like financial burdens would that put them into? And that's why, you know, if both programs were bad this year, they would have not been able to feasibly fire both guys. Some schools, it's like it doesn't matter. Like they're just throwing around Monopoly money. So maybe that's the case for LSU. But yeah, it's absurd to me some of the contracts that these schools actually agree to pay.
Would you jump out of an airplane for $53 million?
I would, and that's something I'm pretty afraid of.
Would you go, I'm trying to think of, like maybe in a small submarine, like a personal submarine underwater for $53 million?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah.
Would you eat a tarantula?
$53 million?
Yep.
I mean, there's
maybe check with the doctor beforehand and see that's going
to
turn out.
I think I would have to be like, all right, what's, you know, is there like a decent chance of survival here? Then yes, I will do it.
Anyway, let's shift on to something else here. The Oklahoma City Thunder are 18-1. They, at this point, look like they're well on their way to surpassing the Golden State Warriors' win record. Of course, Golden State didn't even win a championship that year. Are we underestimating or maybe just not spending enough time talking about the fact that this could be one of the best NBA teams ever? And also, relating it to Pittsburgh, it's a small market that basically did it without going out and spending a lot of money from the get-go. They did it by being crafty with the way they operated.
Yeah, I mean, they have a star of the sport. I mean, they have SGA on their team. And, man, have they crushed it in every draft. And it feels like every single year when they were gutting that team years ago and people were kind of laughing like, oh, man, they got draft picks in like 2024, 25, 26, 27. You know, we're kind of laughing because it's like, oh, you know, that team's going to draft a kid who's in like fourth grade right now. It's paying off for them because they just won an NBA championship. They're the best team in the sport out of the gate. They are incredibly young. I mean, the roster average age is less than a lot of college basketball teams out there.
Haven't had their second best player for a single game this season yet.
Yeah, and then they're just continually loaded in the drafts in the NBA.
They have the Clippers pick still from the Paul George trade, and the Clippers might finish as one of the five worst teams in the NBA this season.
Right, and then it's just, oh, okay, so now we're taking one of the best players in college, and the Thunder will just have that guy now. I mean,
any sport that has a salary cap, I think that gives some hope, no matter the struggles your team might have had and the salary restrictions you're working with. Once you make it work, then you suddenly have a lot more money to work with because they've locked up their big name players because of this influx of finances that they get from winning championships.
Yeah. I mean, I think anybody that, I mean, really, it's also a good example of, hey, when you think things are going to get pretty ugly, sell off what you got, sell off the assets you have, and, you know, gut things out for a couple of tough seasons, and then you could really prosper on the other side. I mean, this team, I don't know if I want to say it came out of nowhere, how good they were, but I doubt when they made the moves way back when people thought like, oh man, they're going to be a problem for the league, and now they are.
Yes, and they could go on a run that we haven't seen in a long, long time.
Yeah.
Final thing for you here on the Bechtel breakdown. So yesterday was Thanksgiving, at least in this country. Are you aware that in the NHL, more than 75% of teams that are in the playoffs at Thanksgiving end up making the playoffs when the season ends?
Yes, I did know that stat.
77.1 since they moved to a salary cap system in 2005-2006. The Penguins are currently in, although they're in via a tiebreaker over a couple of other teams that have the same number of points. Is there any way to explain this? And should Penguins fans feel optimistic that the Pens will ultimately make the playoffs with where they stand at this milestone?
I think there's reason to feel optimistic. I mean, I know that they haven't been as good in November as they were in October, but I mean, that was going to be asking a lot because they were outstanding out of the gate this season. They still have a plus goal differential, so it's not as if what they're doing is, you know, a ton of smoke and mirrors. Doing it under a first year and a young head coach, I think, is something that you should be optimistic about. Because let's be honest, I think more people out there than want to admit it now were kind of in, you know, the boat that I was.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.